One of my cousins, an extended cousin, is Myra Thompson, one of the victims in the shooting. So I can't go to South Carolina, so I'm here.
There is just a profound issue in our country. No one's really willing to acknowledge it. So I'm here as a person, as an African-American, as a woman, as a person who has to live in this country and future, and in the future raise children. And I am here to basically kind of like leave my mark now to make it better in the future for others that come behind me.
Well, I think that for everyone to recognize that there is a problem is the only way that something's going to happen. And I'm here because I believe that we have a big problem. And I believe that just by the sparse numbers that are out here, to include, I see a lack of prominent clergy. I'm not calling anybody out. It just shows me that we are in this era of keeping our head in the sand. And this isn't going to get better until we actually see there's a problem.
I believe that we have a very serious problem in this nation, and we need to address it. So that's why I'm here.
It goes beyond Charleston. It's reached all the way down here in Tampa, Florida, that people won't stand for this injustice. They won't stand for the senseless killing of their fellow brothers and sisters, and I think that's huge.
We're not going to let this one slide by as just another like tragedy. I think we've realized, like Obama said in his message, that he said this too much, and like it's time that you like take a stand and take action. It's not politicizing this; it's just taking action so that we can prevent this.
This was another act of white supremacy, and we grieve because it is so tangible. We can feel it. We can see it. This young man killed these people because they were black. He believed that white lives are more valuable than black lives. And it is called white supremacy. And we need to say that. We can look at this man who killed these people. We can look at him and distance ourselves from him. We can say that he is crazy, that he was a radical, that he was a fundamentalist, that we are different. But as long as I continue to live in a society that benefits me as a white person and treats black people as though their lives do not matter, I share the blame for what happened on Wednesday night. I am reminded of the words of Dr. King when he said history will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.